Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Jeremy Curry, Director of Training for GW Micro, and while we have talked a lot about WindowEye 7.5, which is was released this week, there's some new products here at GW Micro in the booth this week. Jeremy, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Hey, thanks for having me again, JJ.
So I'm looking at something that is not WindowEye.
This is the world's first talking video magnifier, or talking CCTV. It's actually a product from Belgium, from a company called Koba Vision. That's K-O-B-A. And you probably hear one in the background actually speaking right now.
I hear that.
Confusing.
Yep.
They've got two different versions. One is called the Vocatex, V-O-C-A-T-E-X.
Okay.
And that's their Cadillac model. They've had it out since 2009. It's got patented OCR speech recognition built into it.
Okay.
And they have a brand new product, which is based off of the Koba, which is kind of the Chevrolet version, which is called the Orabis. And essentially, it's got every function that you would expect from a CCTV.
Okay.
As far as magnification, you know, colors, all that stuff. But it's the first one where you can literally put something underneath of it, press a button, wait just about 2 seconds, and it'll actually start reading.
Only 2 seconds. Wow.
Only 2 seconds.
Well, you had a newspaper or something over here. Maybe we could try that first. And...
okay, so let me line this up. So on the screen, there's a line. It's a red line. And so I visually line the text up underneath of it that I want to read.
How can I not visually...
how could you not visually do if you had a template or something, possibly?
Oh, okay. I see.
It's really designed for somebody with low vision.
Got you. Okay.
To line it up.
Okay.
So I'm going to line this up. It doesn't have to be very specific.
Okay.
Anywhere over top of the text. I'll press a button. It's going to recognize the text.
We wanted the opportunity
that was quick.
To share with a larger group of people, Hoffman said. We discovered that the community loves being kind.
What's the voice there?
These are nuanced voices.
Right.
Actually, there are 22 languages and 32 different voices.
Okay.
So if you don't like this English voice, there's several others to choose from, male, female voices.
Right.
If you're taking a foreign language class, obviously you could read German, Spanish, French, all the main languages, plus lots more.
Sure. So you have that document up now, or is there much for navigation controls, or is it more meant just to read it?
On the Vocatex, there's actually navigation to move by previous and next sentence.
Okay.
However, on the Orabis, it's, again, the Chevrolet model, so it doesn't have that navigation.
Uh-huh.
But it's very easy just to stop and restart from wherever you want to start reading from to make it very simple.
Okay. So the idea with a low vision user is they can kind of focus over to the part of the page that they want to read, and then... it'll recognize it, right? Or,
exactly. Okay. And once it speaks, there's actually a rectangle following each word as it's spoken. So
okay.
You can kind of follow along. So, for example, people like myself who have a retinal degenerative eye condition, we get eye fatigue very easily and very quickly.
Right.
And this is a way that we can eliminate that because we're not actually having to read the text ourselves. We can just find anything, no computer attached. Put it underneath, press a button, and have it read to us.
Okay. Let's describe how this is set up a little bit. So there's a monitor up here.
Yep, there's a monitor on top. It's on top of the actual CCTV itself.
How big a monitor is this?
Now, this one is a 26-inch monitor.
Okay.
You could also get a 32 or 37-inch monitor if you'd like.
Okay.
It also so happens that this monitor, which is an LG, also acts as an HDTV.
Ah.
So both of these are HD cameras. This one you could also connect your television to if you wanted. And then you've got on the Vocatex the standard XY table below this. The Orabis is set up the same way except with a 22-inch monitor, and it does not have an XY table. This has a standard table on the bottom because chances are you probably won't be sliding things left and right as you would with a normal CCTV.
Right, and it's a pretty big, the monitor is kind of latched on to this desktop stand.
Yes.
Which sits on and then hooked on to the XY with your standard controls and the knobs to lock it in place or not. And
exactly.
All right. So obviously, this is a 27 or 26, you said?
26-inch.
Yeah, all the way up to 37.
All the way up to 37. We're very excited because there's no other product like this on the market. It's the first of its kind. Like I said, the Vocatex is patented. There's actually a patent pending in the States.
Okay.
Same with the Orabis. So this is technology we don't think anyone else is going to have for quite a while. The beauty of this is, versus a system where you might just scan in or have a computer or something, and you can hear somebody actually turning the magnification.
Right.
Is that you're actually seeing the real live image, and the rectangle is following that real live image, no matter what color you're in.
Okay. Sure. What do you feel is the primary target market? Who do you think would be most likely to benefit from this unit?
I think we've got two big markets. One is education, and the other are people that are in their golden years, maybe experiencing macular degeneration, because it's very simple to use. As long as you can press a button, you can operate this, because that's all it takes to actually start the reading.
Okay.
No computer skills are required, none of that. In education, obviously, low vision students, learning disabled students could benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody taking a foreign language that needs to maybe have that speech heard so that they can actually have everything, all the text reiterated to them.
Okay.
Or maybe even English as a second language students to help reiterate English skills or read things in Spanish or something some other language.
Okay. What are the pricing for this and when will it be available?
So, Cadillac model, the Vocatex starts at $69.99 and goes all the way up to $76.95.
Okay.
The Orabis, which is, again, the Chevrolet model, is $35.95 and is $100 off, so it's $34.95 till the end of July.
Okay.
You can actually call GW Micro today and place your order for one if you'd like. We are importing them from Belgium, so we're just getting our stock in, and our dealer network should be hopefully getting them very soon, because a lot of our dealers, now that we announced this just yesterday, are extremely interested in having this, since it's the first and only of its kind.
All right. So people want to get more information, how can they do that?
They go to www.gwmicro.com, or if they call us at 260-489-3671, we can give them all the information they'd like.
And you're on Twitter.
We are also on Twitter, yeah. Or if they want to email us, sales@gwmicro.com. Follow us on Twitter. Or if they want to see a YouTube video of this, they can go to youtube.com/GW Micro.
All right, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thanks, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.